We are recording.
Okay. Hey, good evening, folks. It's 6 p.m. on January 15th, and I'm calling this meeting of the NAA Board of Directors to order. And roll call, please.
Okay, Chairman Woods.
Here.
Vice Chairman Law.
Here.
Secretary Holland.
Here.
Director Duquette.
Here, even though I was expected to be here.
And David Heath appears to be absent.
Okay. So, public input as it pertains to this evening's agenda. Do we have any takers for public input? Okay, I'll take that as a no. Next up is officer election. So, ladies and gentlemen.
A tradition holds. I shall put forth a motion to maintain the current officer positions for 2025, unless anybody has any objections.
Second that. What about Dave Heath? Ooh, we can make him whatever we want.
Yeah. I got it. Treasurer. We're sticking it with treasurer. And I'll write shotgun on secretary if needed.
If you really need, you nominate him for chair.
Ooh.
No.
I'm Dave.
Happy with that chair.
Quick, vote.
I'm Dave.
We have a quorum.
Okay, so we have a motion for the slate of officers for 2025, and that's been seconded. And David's not here to object. any further discussion?
I will only jokingly say that my very first meeting, I was about this much late, and I came in to hear myself being nominated to be vice chair.
Oh, yeah.
My very first meeting.
Why do you think I'm here in person?
I support it.
That's why you showed up to my show.
I thought, well, that is breaking tradition, so I should probably show up. Okay, all those in favor of keeping the current slate of officers for 2025, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And there are no opposed. Okay, that brings us to minutes. Approval of the NAA public minutes of November 20, 2024.
Put forth a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, discussion. Okay, all those in favor of approving the November 20, 2024 minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, treasurer's report. I guess we will table that for now. Communications, I don't see anything listed under communications. So moving right along, power report. I see for the month of December, we had 4,218 operations. Month to month, that's off by 270 operations, or down 6%. And year over year, down 64 operations or 1%. And year to date, we're down 7% overall in terms of operations. Airport manager's report, please.
Okay, good evening. Not a lot to talk about. I was hoping to come in here and say we haven't dropped the blades yet this season, but we got a little surprise visit from Mother Nature on Saturday, and we had to plow for the first time this season. They were forecasting about an inch. We got 4 to 5 inches there in the airport. We blew it. We were trying to go no snow for the season. No recent events besides the snow. Upcoming events, I have met with a gentleman, and we are talking about a Young Eagles event for May 3rd, and with a rain date of May 4th. We haven't had Young Eagles for years, so this will be a good event. We'll be hosting it here at 79 Perimeter Road. We usually, in the past, have done it at the McLaughlin's midfield hangar, and since we have this building now, we're going to do it right up front here.
Will the tower participate in that? Will they let anybody, like, Is there any opportunity for the kids to visit the tower?
I guess we could do something like that, yeah.
I don't know. What
depends how busy they are.
If it's the high workload because they've got...
Yeah, they could be very busy that day. In the past, we've done over 100 rides here at Nashua.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty much as busy as you get in these events. I went to one in Manchester last year that I assisted with, and I don't think there were more than 15 rides.
Unless Southwest wants to start letting kids in the car.
Yeah. So... other items of interest, Treasurer Heath had come to me requesting that we upgrade the gate access systems, and so I reached out to a couple different companies, and I've received one company's estimates, and I met with another one yesterday, and we're still waiting on theirs. And just to give you a heads up, it's to modernize the gate access controls. Ours is rather antiquated, and the new system, in a nutshell, you'd be able to access it with your phone or some other RFID-type device, a transponder, or the old cards even. People can slowly transition into this using the phone. There will be a cost associated with it, or they can hang on to their old cards as long as they work. Some of the benefits to this new system are real-time reporting. We will not have to go out to each individual gate to program them, retrieve data, it'll all be real-time back to here. We'll set Wi-Fi bridges up from all the gates back to this building. That's the plan, at least. As a backup, it would be cell phone, cellular service-based. So we're really just starting to explore it. It's rather expensive. The first estimate was $76,000. So we'll see. And I'll let you know next month once I hear from the other company. Other things we recently...
If I can ask, I know Keene got a TSA grant to do those kinds of things.
Oh, that's a good idea.
How did they get a TSA grant? Do they have Cape Air going in and out of there?
This was a while ago, with the previous airport manager, but all of their cameras and whatnot were put in with a grant.
Okay.
And so it might... It might be worth...
Yep, no, I'll check into it. I know that we have checked into this in the past. We were told that through the FAA, we cannot get a federal grant for security systems.
This is not FAA.
Yep, I understand. I think what may have happened there when you get TSA grants, that it may be hitched to somebody running commercial services out of there. But I'll look into it.
They have not run commercial service out of there for many, many years.
Okay, well, I'll look into it.
Yeah.
Matt, do you have any input on that?
No, I'll take a look at that.
Okay.
Make sure it doesn't come with pat downs.
Yeah.
Hey, we can get our customs facility to jail.
Yeah. We recently re-upped our federal wildlife management permit, so we're up to date for the year. As you all know, we have to take care of some wildlife issues occasionally at the airport, and it's all legal, so... We do our best to maintain the fence line to keep the critters out, but occasionally they make their way in. The MSGP, Multi-Sector General Permit Annual Report, has been submitted to the EPA. Didn't get kicked back, so that usually means everything went well. And that's really all I have this month.
Okay. Any other questions for Chris? All right, moving on. Matt, can I
take
your report?
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. Matt Tarrin with Gale Associates for the recording. Mark Tariano and Jim Carrion, also Gale Associates, are with me this evening. First project I want to discuss is the Rehabilitate Taxiway Alpha and Associated Taxiways. There was some discussion, you may recall, from what 2 meetings ago now, we skipped one. There were discussions about potentially needing to add additional guidance signage as part of that project. We had worked with NATOT and the FAA. Those additional guidance signs are going to be included either with another future capital improvement program project or as a separate standalone project, so there's nothing more that needs to be done. We're in the process of starting to close that taxiway project, though. We received the as-built drawings from Continental, so the closeout is in process. I did just want to bring to the authority's attention that there were some additional talked to Gail and Curtis as part of this project. If you recall, it started off with a relocate the taxiway project a couple of years back. Then it was a combined or a standalone project, and it got separated into a design-only and a construction-only project. So there was some additional work that we needed to do over the course of the project, which amounts to approximately $1,750 for the local share. I'm hoping that's acceptable to the authority for us to put together a supplemental agreement, send it off to FAA and NHDOT, and try and get some of those costs recuperated as part of the closeout. Maybe I'll just pause there and see if there's any questions with that at the moment.
Do we need a motion and a vote?
Do we need to approve that $1,000?
Like I said, it's approximately $1,750. We're putting the final details on it. I don't think we can see that, but
is that something you'll submit to Chris in detail?
I do, yeah. I always include Chris on these correspondence, and Farrell, for the most part, you're on like 99% of them as well. But yeah, what we do is we put together a breakdown of what it is that the extra work that we did, breakdown of the cost, send it over, make sure everyone's cool with it, and then we send it off to the agency.
Yeah, I would say send it to Chris, and if you need to bring it to us, then bring it to us, and just pay it, and it's up to you to decide.
Yeah. Do we need anything to codify that?
I don't think so. I think we'll be cool. Okay. That was easy. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
I mean, I think we would go off of your recommendation of whether you agree with something on your case once you see what it is.
Yeah. And we've talked about it, and I think so. What you've done is given a verbal approval this evening to proceed.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Assuming you do.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't, then I'll just tear it up and throw it away.
Oh, look at that. We got off.
Yes, that'll be the discount. The next project is the relocate AWOC and SAWS. Let's see here. The FAA grants was submitted back on August 20th, 2024. We are still waiting for the grant agreement to be issued from NHDOT. There was some discussion, again, with FAA. So the FAA line of business that handles the AWOC, they had a reimbursable agreement with the airport. There was additional funds left over from the design reimbursable agreement. There's also a construction reimbursable agreement. Since there was underruns, we received confirmation that the FAA will simply use those underruns. So I don't foresee the need for an additional reimbursable agreement for the construction services, which is good news. So once that project gets issued, we can start scheduling and planning on moving the AWOS, which is going to be huge for the airport, open up that area for future development. So nothing for the authority to vote on this evening. That's just an FYI. If you have any questions, feel free to ask me. Seeing none. The third project, land acquisition. So the grant application for the reimbursement of the land acquisition was executed and sent to NHDOT on January 11, 2024. It has now been over a year. Kurt had reached out to NHDOT midweek last week. We received an email back from NHDOT that there were four additional items they were looking for. Each of those items has been addressed. We sent them off to NHDOT. Farrell, we need your CC on those. So at this point in time, I'm hopeful that the grant will be issued any day now, and the airport will get reimbursed for the funds expended on that land acquisition project.
You want to talk about the 30-day?
Thanks, Chris. There was one of the items was intergovernmental review, so they wanted certain pieces of the grant application to go to the New Hampshire Office of Energy and Planning. That was immediately sent off to them the same day that we found out that there was additional information that NHDOT wanted. February 12th, I believe, is the deadline that the Office of Energy and Planning said that they would respond. I'm not envisioning any sort of hiccups with this. It's a pretty routine project. You have title evidence. You have the recorded deed in place. It's a very standard land acquisition process for FAA. So by the 12th, the clock runs out, I guess, for the Office of Energy and Planning to respond. But they indicated that they would send us something in writing. So.
You said by the 12th?
By the 12th. February 12th.
Oh, February 12th. So, when this parcel was acquired on 26 September of 23,
yeah.
I mean, obviously it was acquired with all this grant stuff kind of understood prior to that, right?
Yep.
So we're talking kind of deep into 23 at that point.
Yeah.
Were these additional requirements or things at all? I'm assuming there was no visibility to them or they weren't brought up back then?
They were not. So the supplemental narrative, the supplemental narrative was issued to NECOC as part of the original grant. What it had left off was a reference to, I think, the disadvantaged business enterprise component. So that was a real simple update for us. We do the disadvantaged, the DBE program, disadvantaged business enterprise program, on behalf of the airport, so we have that information. So we quickly fired that one off. The title evidence, I actually didn't have. Chris and I had to work with the city council just to get that. We had the recorded deed, not the title, but we did receive that. We sent that off. The record of negotiations, that's simply we put together our fee. Airport goes out and gets the independent fee estimate, and then there's a record of negotiations based on that. We had it. It wasn't submitted, so we just, you know, fired that off. The intergovernmental review piece was not something that we discussed during the scoping of this project, but it is a requirement of NHDOT. So we, you know, promptly submitted that to Office of Energy and Planning and now sitting with them.
It looks like 13 months of capital out there with no interest to us.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the same thing.
But I guess in theory, until you've completed every single thing on that dotted line,
yeah,
is there no way to really say?
I guess the point being is like, here's all the requirements. Got it. Done.
Right,
you know,
right.
Expectation was how long? Once we had acquired this land, would you get reimbursed within, was it 90 days whatever it was?
That would be probably par for the course, 90 days. Maybe a little bit longer. Typically, when we submit the grant applications, they go in between a March and May time frame, and you end up getting them sort of July, August. So,
go ahead, Wes.
Wes Blue for the recording. I'm trying to understand what the Office of Energy and Planning has to do with land acquisition at the airport.
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Okay, thank you.
And obviously you can't proceed in unforeseeable, but do we think there'll be another, wait, you got to go do this now?
No, I'd like to think not.
It passed prologue, sure.
I mean, everything's been submitted, grant application submitted, like I said, a year ago, these four outstanding items. This was on Friday, Chris will attest the second that I received that email, that we received that email. We quickly turned around and flipped the stuff back to NHDOT, with the exception of the title evidence. That took us early this week to get that from city council, and we immediately fired that off to NHDOT once we got it. So, we're just sitting over here checking all the boxes, and I would like to think that this will be issued. I actually think Carol from NHDOT said 1, 2, and 4, which was the supplemental narrative and the threat of negotiations was submitted, that they had the offer letter draft email ready to send out. So,
and this is the 173 we're waiting on, or is this the...
Yeah, you're waiting on, yes, I think it's 173,000.
Okay, so
that's correct.
The whole thing's 192, but yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It included 23,000 PLCs. 170.
I'm just looking at 172. Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Call it 200.
Yeah. So next meeting, in theory, we should have this resolved.
I hope so. We'll stay on it. We'll stay diligent and try and keep pressing them to see what else is needed.
We were told that this was going to happen in October.
Yeah. Yeah. 24.
Yes.
For the recording, this isn't a personal way of just trying to screw the airport, I got to tell you.
That's like a huge percentage of our operating budget out there. Just
One person's vendetta.
Okay. Yep, you can pull in that one. The power siding study, that's moving along quite well. There were two locations for the tower. There's a preferred alternative, and then there's an alternative if that one was unacceptable or there was any sort of issues with the height or visibility. Neither of the sites have any visibility issues. We've uploaded those to the OEAAA, which is the FAA's airspace determination system. We're waiting on getting those two determinations back. Once we do, we'll incorporate those into the cutting report, send that draft off to the folks we've been working with, And then button that project up and then look forward to future opportunities to submit an application to the tower program at the airport, a brand new tower.
So is this an FAA direct project?
It is. This,
and will the construction and proceeding activities for design everything be FAA direct?
That's correct.
Okay,
yep.
Don't worry, we're not going to fund it.
Just checking.
You got a spare few million?
Yeah. I mean, the problem is it's a competitive grant program.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, having gone through and done the siting study, I think positions the airport really well. So it's not one of these like, hey, the airport desires to have a brand new air traffic control tower, and yeah, maybe you could go here, maybe you could go there. You've actually gone through and you've vetted sites. You've gone through the OEAA system and said, and it had FAA lines of business review this thing and say this is a viable location. So I'm hoping that that puts the airport's best foot forward to compete very well for that competitive program, which I think would just be amazing for the airport. It'd be just a feather in the cap of Chris and all the hard work that he's been doing here to get something like that to go along with all the infrastructure improvements he's done over the years. So.
So no risk of having to run that through like New Hampshire State Parks or anything like that.
You know what? I'm never going to say no.
And another thing that, when we had the siting study meeting, the physical virtual reality meeting, there was one of the persons who was involved from the FAA stated, I basically said, are we going to get a tower? And they said, they funded the siting study. We fully intend to construct a tower. So I think that was very positive.
Generally speaking, they don't throw money at something to not construct it, but we'll see. We'll keep submitting those grant apps and hopefully get you guys that tower in the near future. The last project is the runway centerline crack sealing project. Three bids were received for the project. The apparent low bidder is J.J. Cunningham, LLC, with a bid of $111,180. The other bids that were received were from Highway Safety Systems, Inc. and High Light Airfield Services, with estimated cost of $251 and change and $319,000 and change. So we are, Chris, myself, Danny, Mark, we are looking to set up a meeting with the contractor just to make sure that we're all on the same page, to make sure that they understand the full scope of the project, because the numbers do seem like they're a little bit off. You know, the second closest was 251. So there's a little bit of concern. We just want to make sure that we're all on the same page before we put the stamp of approval on this thing and move forward with construction. So stay tuned for that, but we are working on that in the background. Any questions on any of the five projects?
I may have missed something, but so the on this project, this project here, it says one tender received, Gale will complete an FAA grant and submit it on the airport's behalf. Did I miss? Is that been done?
No, the grant has not been submitted for that. We needed to go through the bidding process. So in order to submit a grant, we need to obviously have power fees, our design fees, whatever else, resident engineering, and we need to have the contractor's fee, which we now have.
Yes.
So we'll start putting the grant application together and send that off to NHQB.
I think this just has been on a while, because the RSA stuff they weren't going to do because it was small potatoes, and so this one's kind of been recycled a little bit.
This one, exactly. So the runway safety area repairs, correct. Because if you remember, this one up to bid one.
Right, and then everybody's going, we're not going to do that. So it feels like it has been on here a while, just not.
Well, we can't release the contractors to actually do the work until we know the grant
correct
approved.
That's all right.
Yep.
That's correct.
Still shooting for April for this, Matt?
Got to get the grant application submitted, that's funded, and we can hit it for April. That would be ideal.
Okay, any other questions for Matt this evening?
I just have one last thing to bring
to you.
No, you're fine. It's not on here, just under general items. So the consultant selection. So every 3 to 5 years, the authority needs to go out for consultant selection for airport engineering and planning. Our term, I guess, if you will, has run out. In the past, I think the last go around, I worked with Chris to make sure he had all the appropriate documents that he needed. Susan's, well, I think he may have been the one that actually advertised it in the paper. But that is coming due, so the authority needs to go through that process again. Chris, I'll work with you if that's the best course of action, and you can inform the authority of whatever dates you guys set for receiving these proposals, and then you all can review them and do what you want to do. However, the process.
And we were up.
Handle it, you handle it.
Was it February 12th or the 19th? I can't remember off the top of my head.
It's something like that. All that means is we can't technically start another project, but the ones that are already on our update here, they're already spoken for, so we're good. You guys are covered. It's just moving forward. You need to make sure you go through that process before we engage in more work together.
So we'll take care of this and keep you up to speed.
Good. Thanks for the update. Yep. All right. That's all I have now. I'm done.
Okay.
Any other questions for Matt?
I just have a comment. I mean, obviously, thanks to Chris, Susan, and the whole team, but like just the work that Dale has done to make this airport constantly in the mode of improvement is really appreciated. I just flying around in Colorado, the airports are horrible, and it's just like, wow, our airport here is the same size or fewer operations in some cases than some of these other places. It's fantastic. So it's always nice to come home and see the great work they've done.
I do appreciate that, and I've been working with the National Airport Authority and Chris since Chris came on board, and I do recall these meetings when they were over at the college, and there was several people that were interested in a lot of controversial topics. Things have gotten way better from the board's perspective, I know, and the work that you all have done. It's seamless working with Chris. I appreciate the relationship that we have with the airport and the authority, and so thanks for that comment. I really do appreciate that. Thanks for recognizing that.
Okay.
So, committees. We have no outstanding committees at the moment. Old business, Infinity Aviation Hangar Development. I don't see Greg here this evening.
No, Greg couldn't make it tonight.
Okay.
Any planning board?
No, he's still working with the financiers.
This isn't listed on the agenda, but do we want to have any further discussion about moving to a bi-monthly meeting format, or is that just kind of...
Well, I'm not bringing that up again. I got a shot in the face with that one. We'll talk at the end of this one and see if we need to meet February.
Okay. All right, I'll move on then. Number of business risks that's already gone over... The one upcoming event we're going to have, you got Eagles?
And excuse me, by the way, I'm working with Eric Wise. I know you know Eric.
Yeah.
So.
And that brings us to public input as we draw to a close. Any public input this evening? Okay, I'll take that as a no. Director's comments, I'll start with Joe.
Nothing this month. Nice to see everybody. 2025, here we come.
Yes.
Happy New Year, and just wanted to let you all know that the mayor has reappointed me to another 5-year term, so you're stuck with me, and explain the situation. I was still in Colorado and remotely coming in and visiting in person here and there. No issues with that, so thank you, board. Thank you all for letting me continue to be part of this process, and looking forward to more good things coming.
I'm glad to have you for another 5 years. That's great.
They did make me update my resume, and I was like, what? that was the longest pull in the tent. I made it in LaTeX, where I had a compiler, and I had, like, had to be on the right computer system in order to, like, update it. It was a huge thing, but, yeah. Anyway, got it done.
Wow. You use LaTeX? Wow.
I mean, I was applying for graduate.
All right, no more nerd talk.
Everything went wrong. We'll save that for another
second. Okay, so, I second Jessica's comments about retaining the old associates. I think you guys have done a good job for us. I've been very happy with what I've seen.
You're not Nick, but,
And you took his shine off the last comment. We'll give you a moment. You can go.
For hand them those tissues.
go hit the tanning booth.
Good.
Oh,
we didn't miss them.
Five more years, huh?
Five more years. I had to get him out now.
Brian. Well, I would reiterate about Gail. I mean, Gail is a civil engineer. Having a good civil engineering team as part of your portfolio of resources is so key. So thank you. And Chris, blew up the snow plowing forecast on the financials, but. Personally, I appreciate it. Not having to snowball myself.
Okay. So, adjournment to non-public session pursuant to RSA 91A32B, consideration of the acquisition, sale, or lease from real or personal property.
No.
Sorry.
Oh, that's not it?
It says that.
Oh, okay. Well, we're still going to adjourn to the executive session. RSA 91A32A, dismissal, promotion, or compensation of any public employee. Motion to adjourn the non-public.
So moved.
Okay. Second. Okay. Any discussion on moving the non-public at this time? Okay, we are adjourned.